Tuesday. You know, I should use this song as my go-to karaoke.
Why don't you? This is perfect. It's right in your range.
It is in my range. My problem is I try to sing songs that are too high for me.
Oh.
And I shouldn't do that anymore.
Yourself and the fan.
Just myself. Just do it by myself. I don't do it for anyone to hear.
That song, the Ima Sumac song that we've been using as the theme song, I think has a very, very honest message.
What does it say?
Boo, ba, boo, ba, boo, ba, boo. Ba, boo, ba, boo, ba, boo. I think it's true. When you stop and think about it, she's right.
But now she's
lying. Yeah. Well, my glasses.
Is it live?
Yep.
Isn't there a Bears player, or there was a football player on the field whose name is Haha?
Is there a bear named Haha?
Yeah, is it a bear?
Oh, I didn't know that.
It was,
What nationality would the name Haha be?
It's a nickname for something.
Oh.
But they, Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Am I saying his name right?
Chris, yeah.
He's not good.
Wendy, why would you say that about Chris Collinsworth?
And who's the other guy who did the...
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels is tried and true, and I'm used to him, but...
Yeah, you don't like Chris Collinsworth, though.
I'm not a fan.
Hmm.
He bugged me a lot.
What did he do that bugged you?
He talked.
Yeah, that's his job.
I don't know.
He's supposed to talk.
Do you think he's good?
Yeah, I like him.
Because I've heard that you either like him or you don't.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was... Very good.
There's nothing more polarizing in broadcasting than sports announcers.
Joe Buck is one. People love him or hate him.
I was just about to say him because I think he does a great job. I think he paints a nice picture. I understand the thing that people always criticize him for is, well, there's one of two things. They'll say he kind of picks one team that he likes. And then you know it throughout the game. Whatever team he's for, he mentions them favorably and picks apart the other team. I get that. There's a slight trace of that sometimes. I'm right with that. And the other one is that he
loves the sound of his own voice.
Yeah,
he really does. And Chris, is it Collinsworth or Collinsworth? You don't know.
I'm not positive.
All right, it's Ha Ha Clinton Dix. That's his name, a hyphenated name. Ha Ha Clinton Dix. He's a Packer. And it's a nickname. I can't remember what his first name is. I can't find it.
That sounds like a slam from a Democratic political rally from the 1980s, doesn't it? That sounds like something you'd put on a sign.
It does.
Back then.
Hashawn Trayshawn Clinton hyphen Dix.
Yeah.
So Hashawn. So
Ha.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
They just call him Ha-ha.
Yeah.
But I heard Chris Collinsworth say Ha-ha, and it was like, really? Come on.
So you would never go so far as to not watch a game if he was doing it. You don't dislike him to that point, do you?
No. He's a former professional American football player. He was?
Yeah. He doesn't look like, when you look at him, he seems very wiry. You go, I don't know if this guy would be a good football player, but he was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he's a former NFL player.
There's no Ha Ha Clinton Dix. That was the word out on Chris. They were like, this guy's good, but he's no Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
I knew you'd love that name.
It's a good name. I wish somebody hadn't chosen it because I would choose it for my own. You know what I saw last night? Finally? I've been wanting to see this.
Ozark.
No. But that's in my queue.
Oh, I have a guess what I saw too story. You go first.
Too?
Yes, I'm very pleased with mine.
I finally saw the documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor?
And did you love it?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
No, I did not cry. But my fear was, for people who don't know, this is the documentary about the life of Fred Rogers, a.k.a. Mr. Rogers, a.k.a. Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
I knew this would happen.
All right, so... What was holding me back from seeing it was, even though it's a story that is a great story, I thought to myself, I know all this. I'm going to know. There was so much I didn't know. There was so many things, and I don't even want to say what they are, because I want other people who go, I know everything about Fred Rogers. Like, more than half of them was stuff that I'm like, I didn't know that.
I hope they focused on the fact that he was a sniper.
Yeah, much of it was him... during the war being a sniper. actually somebody addresses that and they say there's so many stories about Fred Rogers, like, and then they mention that one and there's a couple of other ones and they go, none of that was true. And
it wasn't.
Every single time you and I have ever mentioned Fred Rogers, people text and call in and go, you know, during the war, he was a special ops sniper and he went behind the lines and he took care of it. Now
the codename Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, they called him back then. That wasn't
true. It's not true. And every time that comes up, every time his name is brought up, a text comes and you and I look at each other and roll our eyes.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I'm going to say, here's the one thing I'll tell you, because I want people to also see this movie. It's now on, if you have most satellite or cable systems, it's now on their on-demand service.
It
just came in over the weekend. That's why I saw it. All right. So the one thing that I kind of knew about him, but they really, really draw this out and they show you to what extent was, he despised children's television. Like, they show all these clips from shows, and they ask him. And it's everything from one of my personal favorites, The Banana Splits, to Transformers and Soupy Sales Show. And you name it, they just show all these shows. And I've never seen him get mad before, but he talks about the responsibility of people making television for kids and how wrong it is that all kids are doing is they're punching, you know, they show these kids that were watching a Superman cartoon, so they want to punch each other and fly. And he goes, that's irresponsible. You know, we need to reach out to kids to make them better people, not to show them how to punch each other and kick each other and stuff. And it would make him mad that all those shows existed. That's why he created his show.
What a sweet man.
Oh, boy, was he ever.
I didn't dislike that show, but I mean, you'd watch it because, quite honestly, there was not a big selection of things to watch when you were a kid.
No doubt about it.
And Sesame Street, that was kind of the tail end of us, though, wasn't it?
Well, Sesame Street came about when we were in, would it be first grade or second grade?
Yeah.
So that Sesame Street started in 1969, right?
I don't remember the exact year, but I felt like we were a little beyond it when it came out. Maybe not.
But a little bit, not by much.
And then what I remember, I mean, I watched Sesame Street because it was on.
Right.
And I loved The Electric Company.
Yeah.
And I really, truly identified with the show Zoom.
Sure.
Because
that was for older kids. That was for
kids. And that was our era.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah.
So I got that. And Mr. Rogers would be on. And I would watch it, but I kind of was just watching it, waiting for the next show to come on.
Yeah.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I thought it was very gentle, and in a weird way, that's why I didn't like it.
Well, that would be the perfect word to describe his world, was just, it was gentle, you know? And
unrealistic. It was the land of make-believe, so of course it was unrealistic.
Well, they go out of their way to explain, and I kind of formulated this in my head, but I needed them to tell me at point blank. Fred Rogers, never appeared in the neighborhood of make-believe. He was in his little house.
Oh, yeah.
And then the trolley would go back and forth. And he said he wanted to make it very apparent to kids that those were two separate worlds. The things that happened in the neighborhood of make-believe were just that. They were make-believe. But if it happened in his house, like changing his sweater and his shoes, that was real life, you know? And boy, they talked about all the topics they covered, you know, during the when I say Kennedy assassination, this wouldn't have been John F. Kennedy. It would have been Robert F. Kennedy. When Bobby Kennedy was shot, they addressed it on the show immediately. The next day, they talked about it. One of the puppets in the neighborhood of make-believe asked Lady Aberlin, what is assassination? And she said, why would you ask me that? And she said, because it's a word that I heard all night last night. People kept talking about assassination, and I don't know what it means. And then she, the adult Lady Aberlin, explained to the
puppet.
Daniel the Tiger.
Oh, I'm sorry. She wasn't a puppet.
No, she was real.
She was the pretty.
Yeah.
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 So what a great thing.
Oh, boy. Well, they said they went out of their way whenever there was a topic that was uncomfortable for kids to breach with their parents or their teachers. They said, we wanted to be the intermediary and step in and be that bridge. And I went, wow, that was so brave, you know, because back then the shows were run like next day. They would run them almost immediately after, you know, as he got older, the schedule got more grueling for him and he couldn't do that anymore. But in the earlier days, in the 60s and into the
70s, they were fresh every day.
They were fresh, yeah.
You know what surprises me? When you have something like that, I'm surprised there weren't copycats trying to do that in, like, some rock and roller doing, like, the different type of Mr. Rogers. Like, yeah.
Well, they showed the... So this wouldn't have been exactly what you're talking about, but they showed the parodies of him, and that would be Eddie Murphy doing Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, and it was Martin Short in Battle of the PBS Stars on SCTV, where he was Fred Rogers duking it out with Julia Child, and they showed there. You know, there were other. Jim Carrey did a version of it on the show that he was on
Living Color.
In Living Color, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
what
but
the
I mean,
was.
I'm surprised somebody didn't come up with a show to kind of go head to head with him.
Oh, right.
That's what I mean. Like right. the opposite world of Mr. Yeah. Rogers still right. cover like daily things. That was like the Daily Show kind of for kids.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, you know, I mean, I really respect what he did. And I, like I said, I didn't dislike the show. It just it wasn't my favorite. You have to be honest. It wasn't yours either.
It was far from my favorite. And what I was getting was, you know, all the shows that he was condemning. Like I said, it started with like
Your Banana Splits.
Pinky Lee, like 1,000 years
Who's
ago.
Who's that?
Pinky Lee was a guy that was like Soupy Sales, where he would just, you know, everything was, there was a lot of like pies in the face. That was more Soupy Sales, but it was like very physical, a lot of weird singing and dancing. His real last name, by the way, same as mine, Pinky Lee. Lee is a shortened version of Left for him.
No, I'm going to start calling you Billy Lee.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Thank you. Please do. Please do.
Or maybe Pinky.
Or just haha Clinton Dix. I'm good with that one too. So, all right. So they showed him his disdain for all those other kids' shows. And he said, he goes, I don't want kids to be, you know, nervous and scared. I want them to feel like they're safe when they watch this half hour, that they'll be in a happy, safe place. And I'll tell you, again, I don't know if people already know this, but they really illustrate it beautifully in the documentary. There was a time where the government was ready to pull the plug on public television. They just said, it's reached its course. It's made its money. We funded it for too long. It's time to pull the plug. And they were within like a half an inch. And they had all these people come in to testify before this giant grand jury of, what do we do with PBS? We got to get rid of it. And he came on, and the guy asking the questions was a jerk. He was just this know-it-all jerk. And Fred Rogers said, you know, I wrote you this letter. And he goes, are you going to read the letter? And Fred Rogers goes, no, I'll tell you what it says. And he was very heartfelt, and he was explaining how kids need a place to feel good about themselves and feel safe and not alienated and stuff like this. And you just saw this guy go from like a cartoon jerk to just a guy who goes, boy, you get your money, sir. We're gonna continue
Case
to
closed.
Fund you. It took him about 5 minutes to win him over, and it was miraculous. You know, PBS would have stopped that day. There would have been no more funding for PBS. And Fred Rogers went in like a white knight and just went, it's so important that you continue to let kids feel safe and good about themselves. And the guy just, it was like, those movies of the 40s where something happens in a courtroom and you go, that never happened.
Right.
That happened.
Now, was he against like Sesame Street and the Electric Company? Did any of that come up?
It didn't mention them by name, but they showed a montage of clips, and there was some, I know Electric Company. I can't remember if Sesame Street was, but I recognize an Electric Company clip. But I don't know if they just threw together a bunch of kid shows, or if he was, because he's very nonspecific about those two, because those were heading in the right direction. But it was stuff like Thundercats and He-Man, and
those aren't kids shows.
You know,
I mean, those were cartoons. That Electric Company, you know, would teach you. It was just a hipper Sesame
right.
Street.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. Well, that was the same. The same people put those out.
They did.
Yeah, they weren't. They were in the same family.
I didn't know this. Yeah. The Muppets? The Muppet family?
Not Muppets, but it was the Children's Television
Workshop.
Yeah, they were behind both of those.
Because Electric Company was so hip and bright and colorful and cool. And
Morgan Freeman.
And Rita Moreno. Hey, you guys!
Right. And Bill Cosby for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And Spider-Man. Remember, he was always...
Letterman.
They didn't call him... Well, Spider-Man was on Electric Company for a while, but they couldn't call him Spider-Man. The agreement was they had to call him Spidey.
Oh, I do remember. What did he do? He stole letters or something.
No,
didn't
Letterman
he?
Did that. That was Letterman. That was a separate thing.
Was that on the Electric Company or Sesame Street?
I think that was Electric Company.
Did Spider-Man dance? Spidey, what did he do?
He was just there. Like in Marvel Comics, Spider-Man is always stopping crime, but there was a scene and then Spidey was there.
I do remember that.
Very strange. Do you remember this? Fargo, North Dakota?
Yes.
Do you remember when you realized it was a parody of the city of Fargo, North Dakota?
I just figured that out a couple weeks ago, actually.
I was so, like, I don't remember how old I was, but I went, oh, now that makes sense. That guy's name was Fargo North, Dakota. Oh.
I got to find out where those people, we should do a Where Are They Now with this cast of The Electric Company.
Well, there was a woman, an actress from Chicago named Judy something. I hope she's still alive.
Pilak?
No, it was not Judy Pilak, Wendy. Yeah, she doesn't like to talk about it, but Judy Pilak was on Electric Company for five seasons. I can't remember this woman's last name, but if you saw her, you'd recognize her. Kind of curly black hair. She did a bunch of like commercials also.
Judy Graubart?
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Very nice.
Thank you.
Is she still with us?
Is an actress known for The Electric Company. She's 74 years old. Lives in Fort Worth, Texas. We wanted to start Where Are They Now? Chicago version. She was from here?
Yeah.
All right, this might be our first person.
I would like to talk to her. When you see a picture of her, do you remember her now? She was on Electric Company for a couple years.
Wasn't her name Winnie? I want to say Winnie. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
possible.
I'm trying to think if she had any... She's been on the Mike Douglas show.
Not recently, probably.
Thank you
Something's gone haywire.
Her name was Winnie on The Electric,
Company. Was it? Oh, very good.
Where she'd do Jennifer of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Julia Grown-Up.
Yeah, like Julia Child.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
She was Winnie. I don't know.
Wow, well done.
Thank you very much. I'm a little proud of myself.
Huh.
And we got to find out how many people are still around. But yes, Morgan Freeman, Rita Moreno, Bill Cosby. She gets the next person. Judy Graubart.
Uh-huh.
She gets the next billing. Then Skip Hinnant, who was the Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Blondish guy with glasses. Jim Boyd was the plumber or crank.
Oh, the plumber.
Hank the Crank. What was his name?
Knock, knock. Who is it? It's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink. Remember that?
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Who is it? It would be like a bird.
Right.
Who is it? It's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink.
Let me see what he did in The Electric Company, because he had a name.
Was it Winnie?
No.
Was it Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Arthur Crank.
That's it.
I said Hank the Crank. I was
Arthur
a little
Crank. Up. That was it exactly.
You are so cute when your eyes light up like a little boy when I bring you back to your childhood.
I like that stuff. That's fun stuff.
How is Hank the Crank sort of close? I mean, it was sort of close. It's no Ha Ha Clinton Dix. No,
it's in the Navy. It was close enough. Circle gets the square.
And I'll look up more people.
All right, from Electric Company.
Zero Mostel was on it for a while.
They would bring in guys like him to do an episode or two. He wasn't a regular on it. You know, it was just, you know, a name actor who they would just get to do a bit or two.
Pretty exciting.
They had a bunch of those, yeah. All right.
Gene Wilder was on it at one point.
Was he?
That's what they say.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We got to find out more.
I must find that out. All right, we'll take a quick break. Judy Pilak joins us. She'll give you the news and then more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN.
It's Bill. It's Wendy. We're on the stream, the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Bill Leff Unleashed. We were talking about The Electric Company, and we forgot Irene Cara was on.
I totally forgot Irene Cara was on Electric Company.
What was her claim to fame?
Oh, she was in Fame.
Oh, yeah. Doi. And Lily
She's
Tomlin.
She's going to live forever.
Yes. Lily Tomlin we forgot about.
If I remember right, Lily Tomlin was only on for a short amount of time. She was like a semi-regular on Electric Company for maybe a year or two. Does that sound about
Something
right?
Something like that. Denise Nickerson.
I don't know who that is.
She was Violet Beauregard and
Willy Wonka.
And Allison on The Electric Company. Bill, you're...
I didn't know that.
You're losing it.
Why don't I know that?
I don't know. But
you were keeping that information from me.
I didn't know it, for God's sakes, for cry eye.
People were afraid to how I'd react to that, Judy, so they didn't want me to know, but now
well,
I know it.
The electric company wasn't on very long, right?
No, it was on for a long time.
Was it?
Yeah.
How long are you thinking?
So maybe I just came to the tail end and I didn't watch it.
Well,
it started a few years after Sesame Street.
And it didn't last anywhere near as long as Sesame Street, but it had to have been on for at least 5 years, right?
I will find out.
Okay, sure. 5 years is, like, to me, short.
Yeah?
I mean, Sesame Street's how many, 20 years? Sesame
1971 Street. To 1977.
Yeah, 6 years. That's not bad. That's a pretty good run.
That's not long enough.
No? We need to bring it back.
I would bring it back in a minute.
I'll talk to Tom Bergeron, see if he's interested.
All
he
right.
does that. Like, anytime there's anything, it's like, I don't know if people will watch this. Tom Bergeron goes, I'll be in it. Okay, you can be in it.
All right.
Here's this. We're going to give you the power.
We're going to bring you the power.
Bring you the power.
We're going to light up the dark of night like the brightest day in a whole new way.
Wasn't there a kid in the band who was really annoying? That guy? The blonde kid?
I can't remember that. I don't remember that. Maybe.
The Electric Company band, they wore, like, orange bell bottoms and an orange vest with a gold shirt.
They sound like every other 70s band.
Yeah.
The Partridge Family, I mean,
I
my gosh.
I know.
I don't remember much of the Electric Company, the actual program.
Did you watch it with any regularity?
I thought I did, but it's one of those shows.
Right,
and
you?
Like I said, I think maybe because I was, well, I would have been... Yeah, 12, 13, yeah. 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, by 15, you know, 14, maybe even, I wasn't watching those shows anymore.
My problem is it blends together. Like, I'll remember a segment, and I can't remember if it was Sesame Street or Electric Company, because they were on right next to each other, and there was so much stuff that was very similar.
You watched Sesame Street?
Yeah.
We were a little old for it. Just
I
a
never
little.
Watched Sesame Street.
You were way too old for it.
Oh.
I had moved on to, like...
Did you watch Zoom?
Family, and I did watch Zoom, too. But I don't remember. I remember that song. I remember parts of it, but very, very little.
Right to Zoom, box 350, Boston, Mass. 02134.
Yeah.
Do you remember how not every episode of Electric Company ended, but there was a running TV parody that ended almost every show? Do you remember what it was? It was a soap opera parody.
As the something turns.
No.
It was something.
Love of...
Electricity?
No.
Pie.
Love of chair.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
So they would do, like, it was like a minute and a half or a 2 minute segment. And now, love of chair. And they would just show the chair by itself in the room, and something very small and insignificant would happen. And then they go, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Love of Chair.
Now, were all the skits kind of science based? That's what I remember. I remember it being very kind of educational.
It was
learning
that.
Stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Not science, but education.
You know, but I mean, I know Sesame Street is educational, but it's really entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not so, I feel like the Electric Company was much more educational and not as entertaining.
No. Okay. Really? I think the exact opposite. Hmm. The Electric Company was truly entertaining, easy reader.
Yeah.
It was clever, and it totally taught you things. There were so many people that were members. The Short Circus, that was the name of the band.
Oh, right.
Not Short Circuits.
Circus.
The Short Circus.
Now, Short Circuits would have been hilarious. Why would they have been that?
I don't get it. Oh, I guess the Electric Company,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you sure they writing the Short Circuit?
It was the Short Circus, and
so
a play on words.
It's
there.
A parody of
right.
it, because it should have been Short Circuits, right?
That gave me a headache.
But Bill Cosby was on there, and there were a lot of guest stars on the Electric Company, including, if I may, Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Lorne Green.
Oh yeah, kids love Lorne Green. What kid wouldn't want to see Lorne Green?
Lily Tomlin appeared as herself.
Yeah.
Mel Blanc.
Oh, excellent.
Appeared as Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Carol Spinney appeared on the Electric Company, and Carol Spinney is the
that's Big Bird.
Yeah, isn't that weird that they intertwined each other? Yeah. I know you said the same company, but still.
Yeah.
Michael Landon.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they had a lot of... was on Channel 11, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
PBS.
Gary Owens.
They had a lot of people from the Ponderosa stopping by.
Dick Martin, Dan Rowan.
Yeah.
Victor Borg.
Oh, Victor Borga. He's a genius. Love Victor Borga. Yeah.
He did the punctuation.
Yeah, he was Cardi B before Cardi B was Cardi B.
He was, because he would read a story and then was quotation marks.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved him.
Yeah, that was really good. Barbara Eden, Joe Namath, Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, Dean Martin, and that's all I have.
Wow, that's an impressive list.
Yeah. It was really
so
cool.
So all of those guys, everyone you just mentioned, they were just on an episode
yes.
or two. They weren't regulars or semi-regulars. They would just show up for a little bit.
Right.
The woman I was referring to earlier... the actress Judy Grobart, who was on the show Electric Company, she was one of the regulars. Not born in Chicago, born in Fort Worth, Texas. But it says Judy Grobart was in the Second City Comedy Troupe, appearing on the Chicago main stage cast in the mid to late 1960s. She was a guest on Comedy Tonight. I don't know what that was. But her cast included... What was this? Oh, the show was called Comedy Tonight. Listen to this cast. This was a CBS series, and I don't know why I don't know the show, because the cast is amazing. It ran in the summer of 1970. Its cast included, in addition to Judy Grobart, Peter Boyle, Madeline Kahn, Robert Klein, and a few others whose names are not as well known, but were pretty steady comedy players back then. That's a pretty solid cast.
That is.
Summer replacement show.
Shelley Berman.
Shelley Berman was on it?
He appeared as himself, and Ed McMahon had a cameo.
No.
Oh. Ed McMahon was everywhere.
Yeah. I want to find this woman, because she, like, if you look her up online, she was in so many iconic commercials of the 60s and the 70s. I mean, she was all over the place. But it's one of those names that, you know, you see her. So many actors and actresses have it. You see it, you go, oh, I know that guy. What's his name? I have no idea what that guy's name
is. Right. Where you know the names, and I just know the faces.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I have no idea who you're talking
about. Most of the people.
And there was a reboot of the Electric Company about 10 years ago. And someone has, that was one texter, and someone else said Lin-Manuel Miranda was on the reboot of the Electric Company about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a great show.
Oh, that sounds good. Dude, this came up because last night I saw the documentary about Fred Rogers called Won't You Be My Neighbor, and they go out of their way to show you how he just despised children's television. It just made him so angry. Like, you never thought I'd ever see Fred Rogers angry, but when they're asking him about it, he just got really angry.
I get angry.
Sometimes we get angry, Judy.
Why? Well, I don't understand.
Because
he had a children's program.
He was teaching good values and nice things.
So
he thought it was irresponsible for other children's television shows to just, you know, it was all just sugar-laced kids just running around
like
punching each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the Electric Company.
No. Later on, there were alternatives where Sesame Street and Electric Company, they were trying their best to kind of follow his vision and go, let's teach kids values and not just, you know.
Right.
The Sesame Street did that. The Electric Company, it wasn't mean, but they just seemed to have more fun. And in my opinion, it made learning more fun than Sesame Street. Sesame Street, but again, I was probably a little hair too old for
it. Right. They realized at PBS, kids are now outgrowing Sesame Street. So if we want to keep them, we have to come up with a show that's, you know, 5 years older. So that's why the Electric Company was born.
630 says, I loved it when Mr. Rogers would put the 8mm film in and you'd learn how different things were made. For instance, crayons.
Yeah.
And you'd go to the crayon factory.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
It was good.
It was really good.
But gentle.
That documentary's really good.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yeah. I saw parts of it.
Why? Do you know the answer to this? Because I don't. And at some point, I need to look it up. There was a running character on the show, Lady Aberlin. She was in human form.
She was beautiful,
very
too.
Very pretty actress. I don't know the lady's... I don't know the actress's name, but she's not in it at all. Like, all the other major players who are still alive are in it. It's possible she's no longer with us, but she was the youngest person on the show, so I'm assuming she's still around.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember her. I didn't really watch...
Oh, you didn't watch much of that
no,
either?
No.
But
God,
I don't
what
know
am I, like, 20 years older than you guys?
It sure seems like it. You act like it.
But Mr. McFeely is
Well, you look like it, Missy.
All right, good one.
Mr. McFeely, the postal delivery guy, he's on there. The handyman is on there.
Meow, 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 meow. Don't forget about me, meow, meow.
Well, sadly, that was one of the voices provided by Fred Rogers. So
meow, meow.
Kind of
Daniel
there. Daniel
Tiger.
Kinda, yeah.
Meow.
Yeah. They go out of their way in the show to explain that Daniel is Fred, that Fred couldn't say the things he wanted to say on his own, so he created Daniel, which was an extension of him. How nice was that to make that realization?
Yeah.
I've said too much. Go see, everybody go see it.
There is also a reboot of Daniel Tiger, too, that's a cartoon, because my great niece watches it. It's a cartoon of Daniel Tiger.
Oh, that's
cool. It's got to be from there.
Yeah.
Lady Aberlin's birth name was Betty K. Agaloff. She went by Betty Aberlin. She was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. She was the original choice to play Barbara in George Romero's Night of the Living Dead, but Fred Rogers would not let her.
Wow, that's interesting, because the woman who they got looks a lot,
looks a lot
like her.
And she, I don't have any information.
She would pass that up?
Well,
just for, it was more lucrative to be on a...
No one knew that Night of the Living Dead was going to be a huge cult classic. It was just a cheap B movie that they were making, so it would have been a very easy decision
probably.
To stay with Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Is she still alive?
From what I understand, yes, she played a nun in Dogma. The Kevin Smith movie.
Really?
And I saw that. I wonder if Mr. Rogers was happy about that.
Oh.
And at this point, it appears she is still around. She was born in 1942. It doesn't say on IMDb that she passed away. So
why wouldn't she be on that?
I don't know. Everyone close to him in any way, shape, or form was in that documentary. I don't know why
she typed that in, Wendy. Why isn't she on it?
Put all caps.
Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
She's 5'2".
That's why. I bet she's too small.
I'm 5'2".
Oh.
She's on Twitter.
You're not in it either,
She's
though.
On Twitter.
We'll throw a tweet at her.
And say what?
Why don't you ask her to be on the show?
Come on our show. We want to talk to you.
Ask her why she's not in the documentary.
Yeah. Ask her that.
Or I'll just...
And ask her what her thoughts on Ha Ha Clinton Dix are.
Somebody sent in a joke, too. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Judy.
Judy who?
Judy Ha Ha Clinton Dix. We started talking. Wow. He's a Packer player, and it was cracking me up.
Who is a Packer player?
Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
Ha Ha Clinton.
Ha Ha. Ha Ha.
His name is like Hashan.
Oh.
And, They call him Ha Ha, and Chris Collinsworth was actually saying, Ha Ha, Clinton Dix, and it was making me laugh.
That's a good time right there.
What did he say?
That's a good time. I'm trying to make this full circle. At the very beginning of the bonus hour, I said, hey, there's something I finally saw, and I told you it was the Mr. Rogers documentary. You said you had one. What was it?
It's not as exciting, and we're not going to get as much material out of it, but it was... I have not seen this movie yet, my youngest Dylan really wanted me to see it. He loves the director of this movie. I said, all right, whatever, let's watch it. Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Before it started, he said, are you going to be able to get past Kevin Spacey being in it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I said, yeah, I guess so. I can look at him as Kevin Spacey as the actor.
Right.
And he had a line that could be taken the wrong way. I'm not going to bring it up, but there was some
line that had an extra meaning because
that now that we know what we know, it was just like a groaner.
Because as I was watching it, I kept saying to myself, this is probably the last time I'll see him in anything. Realistically, I can't imagine somebody giving him a second chance at this point. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But it was distracting because he's so good. Kevin Spacey, for all of his faults, was a really good actor. So that I kept thinking, this makes a tragic situation even more tragic that this will be the last time. He didn't die, but essentially.
That's how for some reason, The Cosby Show has been on in our house lately. My daughter's been watching it.
Who's running it?
First of all, that was my first question. Why is this on? And secondly, it's too bad. I so enjoyed that show.
Yeah, right.
It was such a good show. But it's tainted for me now.
Yeah.
But
But here's why.
But not so much with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, and
which
here's
is
why
weird.
I think because so I'm watching Baby Driver, and that is an awesome movie,
isn't
by the way.
Great?
I
so
love
good.
The use of music. It's just really, really good. And the Paul Simon or Simon and Garfunkel song Baby Driver, I love it. Looking at Kevin Spacey on the screen, I feel bad saying this, but I had no reaction to it. I didn't feel weird because I wasn't watching Kevin Spacey the man. I was watching Kevin Spacey the character. When Bill Cosby is on TV, Bill Cosby is himself, and even Cliff Huxtable was an extension of himself.
Right.
He wasn't acting really.
Right.
So it was. I was able to not think about it during Kevin Spacey. I mean, honestly, if Dylan didn't tell me beforehand, are you okay with, you know, him being in there, I would have kind of forgotten.
Oh.
I really would have.
Yeah. Until he showed up in the movie, and then you'd get a couple
I'd be like, that's Kevin Spacey.
Unfortunately for Bill Cosby, his case is so much more public. Not that Spacey isn't, but there are probably some people who don't even really know who Kevin Spacey is.
I hate
to say it.
Yeah, maybe.
It was so much more out in the public. Kevin Spacey seemed to happen and be done, and now it's forgotten.
And Cosby was a household name.
And it's still going on. I mean, he's still appealing. Exactly. So it's unfortunately for Cosby, it's much worse. In my estimation.
But I was able to put it aside because it's Kevin Spacey acting as opposed to, like, if I saw Kevin Spacey on a talk show, I'd be like, I'd have weird feeling, like, oh, dude, what did you do? But watching him, is that weird?
No, I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's weird at all. I wouldn't have even hesitated. Same like when I mean, it bothers me a little bit with the Cosby Show. I still watch it. If it's on, I'll...
But it's hard to enjoy it, isn't it? Don't you have a hard time enjoying it?
Yeah, but I wondered, would I have enjoyed this anyway? It's... You know what I mean? Now, I wouldn't watch a rerun, really. It's just happened to be on, but...
Yeah.
But Kevin Spacey, there are so many movies that I love that he's in.
He was a good actor.
Yeah, it's,
it hasn't affected... I didn't... I kind of might have thought in my head, oh, that's too bad, and went on with the movie.
The last season of the show House of Cards, where he played the president... It either just came out or maybe it's just come to Netflix or something, but it's the final season. And Robin Wright, who played his wife on the show, is now the president. So there was just a story that says...
I guess I won't watch it
we'll
now.
We'll explain what happened to his character. Was it Frank? Was that his character's name?
Yeah. They haven't explained it yet.
But now in this new episode, they're going to explain it. And then I was going to read it, and then I went... Because I only saw a couple episodes of the show. I wasn't as thrilled with it as everybody else seems to be.
Same with me. But you know what? I kept trying to go back to it because people kept telling me how good it was. And then I watched one episode, and I was like, whoa.
That was
a really good episode.
Really? I never saw
it. Yes. I just feel like it's a great episode every few episodes.
Oh.
That's my problem. If I'm going to invest my time,
you want it always
every
to be great.
Episode has to be great. I mean, like Breaking Bad, every single episode captivated me.
Right.
That show, I kind of found myself going ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
And you know what? What's the point of that?
Right.
Because I had someone at home I could say, what happened in these last few episodes?
Yeah.
So right. How many seasons are there?
I think five.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
I probably only did the first two.
I got to tell you, I think I'm enjoying Better Call Saul better than Breaking Bad.
Really?
And I didn't think that could be possible. I'm truly enjoying Better Call Saul.
But that's another one. Did you enjoy it right off the bat?
Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
It had a slow start for me, but I...
You kept with it.
Yeah, then I really fell into it. I mean, it only took me an episode or two.
You're saying that's better than Breaking Bad?
As the plot thickens, it's pretty close. It's pretty good. Bill, your thoughts on that?
I would go equal. You know, it depends on what's going on the episode.
It's looking to be like I'm going to enjoy it more than Breaking Bad, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, let's...
That
good.
A lot.
Let's. We must close things off, Judy. Thank you so much for hanging. We have to.
Entertainment hour's over.
Yes.
Oh,
yep. Back to real life now. All right. We'll close things off officially next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. We have to go, Bill. I don't know why this happens every day.
We have to.
At 1300 hours,
yes,
we're gone.
We have to leave. I mean, there's nothing else we can do. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening.
Judy's giving me the wrap.
Judy, should we wrap it up? Yeah, she says enough. All right. Judy says it's... she rents out the room. She does kids' parties in here. So I guess they're here with
Cuckoo Ka-choo,
the ice cream.
Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Tomorrow, we'll try it all again.
Kids aren't supposed to drink.
No, Judy. Zima.
They're a lot better.
Come on.
All right.
All right. We'll try this again tomorrow. We hope that you'll be here. It should be a good one.
Remember 9/11.
Remember 9/11. Absolutely right. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.